Scorpions Avenue.
Longing for me?
Shorting. What's going on, girl? How you doing?
I'm good, good, good. I am, I'm good. I am living my best life. I have my cat back in my life, and you're in Iceland.
I am. My first visit, and sometimes when I visit foreign countries, I do a very pathetic accent. When this is nothing like their accent here, I'm sure. But honey, that word, they put the S and the J together, so I could not even begin to spell anything, much less say it. But luckily, everyone speaks English here.
Wait, can you do an Icelandic accent?
No.
Come on, girl.
I tried to say something in Icelandic, and I tried to call Heklina a dirty sock in Icelandic, and she didn't know what I was saying, and she is Icelandic. So we were over here with her working, Sherry Vine. God, what a whore. My God.
Oh, my gosh. She's probably sucking all the cum out of Iceland.
Oh, like within 3 days. I mean, just a nasty fucking tramp. And I applaud her. Well, you know what? It used to be me, so I wish her well. Honey, I got to tell these people, honey, Sherry Vine is not just bringing COVID. There's plenty of other things she has to catch. No. So in order to get here, to get on the plane, the airline checked to see if we were either vaccinated. Well, you have to be vaccinated and have a negative test. Or you can have an antibodies test that's positive that proved that you've had COVID recently and you still have strong enough antibodies to fight it. Or the other choice is to quarantine for 5 days, which obviously, well, I mean, that encourages people to get the test.
Absolutely.
We're starting to see a lot of ways to encourage people to get the test, from saying, you know, in New York that there will be a key to New York, which will mean you can't go to bars, restaurants, and stuff unless you're vaccinated. Israel is trying stuff like that. They are protesting stuff like that in France, in Poland. So it's really an interesting discussion. Here in Iceland, 90% of people are vaccinated.
Oh, that's fierce.
I mean, it really does make you wonder what's going on back home, because we've got 50% vaccinated in the U.S.
Because we just have stupid fucking people, that I have friends that will not get vaccinated. They're like, I don't trust that. I'm like, do you realize the amount of shots I got as a kid for meningitis, for smallpox, measles, all these? Like, I remember, because, you know, I went to elementary school.
You did?
Primary school in St. Lucia. And we used to, I think here in America too, you had these like vaccination card things. These like, and you would, every year you would tick off the ones, and you had these like vaccination benchmarks you had to hit. So we have been doing it for so long, but now people are like, not this one. I'm like, bitch, if the government was trying to get you or kill you, they would have done it when we were younger.
Well, so.
Or maybe, you know, maybe immunization things are the reason why I'm fucking bloated now. So maybe the government did get me.
Well, you don't look bloated, but I of course, I'm used to looking at myself. So in comparison, you don't look bloated. You know, I remember, of course, having the vaccine cards and getting all the, you know, polio and typhoid and all of those, you know, vaccines as well. And my mother was a nurse. So, you know, I didn't have a fear of shots. If you needed to get a shot, you got the shot, whether you liked it or not. Right. But now the thing is different is that, A, it's been politicized to where Republicans, you know, see it as, you know, it's taking away their freedom, or they claim it's experimental. The religious ones will claim that there's fetus tissue in there.
Oh, I saw that recently.
Or a chip, or, you know, has how the 5G is going to get into your body. So I get, my theory is that, you know, Iceland and much of Scandinavia being a bit more socialist than we are, like, you know, free healthcare and help with education to where students aren't going broke with debt. You know, they see themselves as a part of society. A lot of people in the U.S., and this is true of libertarians, Republicans, they overlap. Their attitude is kind of like, I got mine. So I'm not, don't want any of my taxes going to a welfare queen. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of my taxes going to whatever, transgender service, AIDS services. And I've got a gun to protect what I earned. Mm-hmm. So if you can't pay your bills, can't pay your student loans, fuck you. You owed it. You shouldn't have lent it. If you know what I mean? That's their attitude. Yeah, sure. If you want healthcare, then buy it and make enough to buy it. That's the Republican attitude. But here, people see themselves more as part of society. And I have friends who distrust the vaccine as well. A black friend told me, y'all get a different vaccine in your neighborhood, your white neighborhood, than mine. And I didn't take her to task, but that is what she said. And she's actually very intelligent, you know, very. You know,
and again, I'm not saying that people, because the government has given us nothing but enough reasons to not trust them. I get why people do not trust the government, but we have been taking vaccines and immunizations for literally decades. So,
there's one thing that I find wild, because a lot of black people are not getting vaccinated. A lot of Latino people are not getting vaccinated. And a lot of blue collar Trump supporting white people are not getting vaccinated. So black people have been used as guinea pigs by the medical establishment in some really horrible cases, like the Tuskegee experiment where they shot black prisoners, male prisoners up with syphilis from 1930 to 70. I mean, you don't really forget that. It's gruesome and it gives you a good reason. I mean, there's been other things like that with pregnancy. They were sterilizing last year, you know, immigrants without their knowledge, some doctor on the border. I mean, that's scary. If you want to fulfill your life as a person who has kids and the government is taking it away or injecting you with syphilis. But one interesting thing about Latinos is that they are not vaccine averse, yet they are averse to this vaccine, which makes me conclude, not a scientist, not a pollster, that maybe some of these Latinos that don't want the vaccine are Republicans.
Yeah.
And that's why they are. If they're not averse to regular flu vaccine every year, whatever, that just seems really wild to me. And there are some people who are immunocompromised, cancer treatments, pregnant. There's a few people who can't get the vaccine.
Right.
Maybe some egg allergy. I don't remember.
Exactly. I mean, but look at you. You're pregnant and you got the vaccine. And did it affect your fetus?
Well, a lot of Republican politicians have downplayed their own vaccine status. Trump, you know, was kind of quiet about him getting the vaccine, and, you know, his followers don't see it as necessary. And I know this drives people on the left crazy when they think, why would you not get a vaccine? This vaccine is the passport out of this fucking pandemic.
Right. Yeah. And people who are vaccinated are getting, which that is another argument. They say, well, look, people who are vaccinated are catching COVID again, but it's not as bad and they're not in the hospital on breathalyzers,
intubators, intubators.
Not incubated. The thing that everyone was going on about how we needed them.
Oh, not the cocks that you shove down your throat until you choke to death. That's not COVID, honey. That's your Sherry Vine impression.
First of all, I don't put cocks in my mouth. You white bitch, I put dicks in my mouth. Okay, and bitch, oh. I don't put them in my mouth. I put them in my fucking throat.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, I think you should be more inclusive of your anus. Because I know they go in there too, honey. I've seen you hit those high notes. I know what you were doing in the video. Anyway, there was another Republican politician who just died of COVID, and I am not one to laugh and say, ha ha, dumb ass, whatever. But yeah, he had spoken out publicly against the test. So, you know, I have a friend who.
You have a friend?
Yes, baby. Stop the news. Headline news. Stop the press. I made one in Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never have seen him again.
In the COVID ward. No, we met in the COVID ward. It's just a mess. I mean, listen, I'm not a scientist, but I just see this as the way out, and I don't know of another way out.
Yeah.
But yes, people are getting, with the vaccine, are getting cases. But yeah, that's what you have to say. Yeah, I never knew that it was going to be. Also, the vaccine, some new info from Israel came out that said that the vaccines diminished slightly over time. I got mine in March. It said it might go down to 84% effective, but it basically keeps you out of the hospital and keeps you from dying.
Yeah.
It may not help you. There's all kinds of new things, and I could go crazy with the news. I'm not a scientist. Anyway, it's wild to just be somewhere where people do consider themselves part of society and want to do what's best for society and get vaccinated, you know?
Well, Iceland, you guys are so lucky to have Lady Bunny. You guys are extremely lucky to have Hekalina. And unfortunately, Sherry Vine is there too. So I hope they enjoy their time with you three ladies.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw this big, craggy mass spewing noxious gases with a rough exterior. And I'm not talking about the volcano. I'm talking about Hekalina. MC.
I only met Hekalina once in San Francisco, and she was so sweet. I really enjoyed meeting her.
Is it there more than one Hekalina? She said, "Bunny, Lady Bunny went to the whale watch. She looked in the mirror. Oh,
I was fishing for a couple.
Yes, honey, we're going on the whale watch tomorrow. We went to the penis museum today.
Ooh, how was that? Was there lots of foreskin there in Iceland? I imagine Iceland seems like they're very, 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 you know, plentiful with their foreskin there.
Well, let me just say this: I stormed out. Because they weren't giving away any free samples, okay?
You love a free sample.
Okay. It was interesting. It was a lot. We spoke to these two ladies who were on the way out, and they said, it's very, lots of animals. And I said, ooh, kinky.
Oh, my God. They had animal dicks there?
Girl, in glass with formaldehyde, the sperm whale is the biggest. I know. Listen, you want to.
If gonorrhea doesn't stop me, formaldehyde won't stop me, bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Wait, how big is a whale dick?
Well, then maybe you should douche with formaldehyde.
How big is a whale dick?
Girl, that was almost as tall as I am. It was a huge glass column. Yeah, that was the biggest, the sperm whale. The walrus was pretty huge, too.
Ooh.
Elephant.
Okay, what about the ones on land? Oh, elephant. Elephant had a big dick. Is an elephant dick bigger than a horse's dick?
Yes, but it's not as big as a sperm whale.
The sperm whale is as big as you. Wow.
Well, not as thick.
I don't realize that sperm dicks had elephantitis. Your thighs, bitch.
And so did his testicles. So.
Oh, my God. The balls, too? That's crazy. I was on TikTok the other day, and I saw two slugs fucking. It was... one of the gnarliest things I've ever seen in my life, and I never want to see it again.
Sharon and Alaska got back together?
It was so gross. They intertwine with each other. Then this, like, it looks like, it's almost like alien porn. And then this, like, white, like, thing comes from both of them, and they, like, wrap around each other, like they get entangled. Then it starts to spin and make this, like, blue iridescent. It is so fucking weird.
How did they taste after they'd come?
It tasted like Nebraska. So today on Ebony and Irony, we do have some headlines that we want to talk to y'all about because the world is crazy, but also so silly. So
should we start with Matt Damon?
Yeah, let's jump into the headlines. Headliners.
I started seeing all these tweets, you know, Matt Damon trending, and he was trending because he was giving an interview and said and told a story about how he told a joke with the word that's used for slur that's used for gays. We could just say it, fag. We're gay. Yeah, we can say that word.
I use that word all the time.
Right. Well, so does Bianca, and so does a lot of, you know, comedians. Willem was saying, I performed somewhere. Willem performed in Dallas, and they sent me a note saying, Willem used the fag word a lot, and we don't like that down here. So it does rub some people the wrong way, and then some people that are more familiar with it or more, you know, sassy like you and I feel that it's okay to use it. But so Matt was trying to tell this story about how he used the word that kind of sounds like fog. Fag, we can say it. And his daughter chastised him, said that that word is the F slur, and that wrote a long treatise about why that word should be retired, and he retired it. However, this backfired on him. I think he was trying to tell, listen, honey, I'm going to tell you the truth. He was giving an interview to promote his movie. So, you know, do you remember when Lady Gaga was criticized for doing, they put back to back all those Star is Born interviews, and she was saying like the same thing, like you could be just one person in a room. So look, I hope that we will both know this firsthand, Monet, but when you're in a huge movie like Lady Gaga or Matt Damon, you do give interviews to press all over the world, and you run out of things to say. So was obviously something that Matt came up with to make him sound enlightened. And, you know, on one level, it's cool that he listened to his daughter, that he respects her, that she's caring and compassionate. But it backfired, and everyone jumped down his throat for something that I just don't really think is that bad. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there are so many words that we grew up with that obviously we don't use now. We all know the T word and other words like that. And he's just saying, like, growing up as a kid in Boston, they used it as a pejorative, sure, but not specifically to queer people or whatever it is. Queer is another word. I grew up, that word was a slur. It's like, you don't call someone queer. You know what I mean?
And now it's a word we use
to celebrate gay people. So,
well, they took the word back in the 80s.
They took it back. Did they?
And
I grew up in the 90s, and we did not use that word.
But you was in St. Lucia, honey.
Well, even in Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, no, it's interesting what you say, because of course my generation too, take that, you fucking queer. That was the word that was used before we were bashed. And so I'm kind of wondering, how did y'all decide on queer?
Right.
Because gay doesn't encompass the transgender. And so they wanted a word that did, but we're creative, us gays. Can't we come up with something
that didn't use it?
Yeah. So it's a little odd to me, but so is, I don't want to jump into people's world and police them and what they say with their family. I mean, we've talked about this before. Who was I don't think DaBaby's remarks were as insane and offensive as everyone else. I just don't. And what people say to their crew is not really any of my business unless it's really, really, really harmful. You know, I think that
I do think with the baby is different because of hip hop, because of how pervasive the homophobia in the hip hop community is. It's like, well, we have someone who's doing it right now. We need to not make an example out of him, but be like, this is bad, because these hip hop artists and rock stars, they do that shit all the time. They say shit like that all the time.
So, and like Matt Damon. Different.
Yeah, he's spreading misinformation about HIV AIDS, and also he just has a history of being violent to women. Like he had a lot of things that really this tipped him over the edge.
Okay, well, see, but when we talk about one issue, we don't want to bring. It's kind of piling on to say, well, when we're deciding about this homophobia issue, we need to bring in that he was violent to women. You know, I mean, I don't know all that, so I'm just evaluating it on this issue. But, well, both Matt and him have a big reach. So, mm-hmm. But Matt wasn't on stage. He was saying this to his family. I just don't know that it's that big deal. And I will tell you, do you think that fag is like the N-word? Whites shouldn't say it. Blacks often say it. Gays say fag. Straight people should be a little bit careful.
Yeah, I do think straight people should be careful about it. I mean, would you be comfortable with straight folks running around calling everybody faggots? I'll be like, that absolutely not. So I don't think straight people should use that word. I don't.
I mean, if they're very familiar with the gay community and they know that's how we talk, I probably would not mind it at all. But high or low threshold for that kind of stuff. I mean, I did want to read something from The Guardian that said, actor, comedian Trayvon Free suggested that Damon's realization, in other words, that he shouldn't use that word, came a little too late. Oh, so Matt Damon just figured out months ago by way of a treatise from a child that he's not supposed to say the F word. Months ago. So, are we giving people a place to grow? You know, we're going to jump down his throat. Matt used this to publicize Stillwater, the film. He dug mm-hmm. in his little bag of tricks and used this to make it seem like he was evolved. But, and it backfired because people like Trayvon Free are saying, you just now realize? And I'm like, but you did realize.
But I'm like, why do you even bring it up? Like, I agree.
Because he needs a story.
Right, exactly. So I don't think we should be chastising Matt Damon or whatever. I don't think that. But on the other hand, I'm like, why even bring it up? Why even put yourself in the position for people to have this? Like, you did this to make a splash about your interview for your movie, whatever. Because again, I had no idea about the movie Stillwater, but now I do. So it worked. But now you're facing this. But again, this will last for like a few weeks, maybe a month, and no one will care. He'll make his next movie, and it won't be a thing. Or maybe it'll last. It'll stick. Who knows? But I was like, you put yourself in this position. Like, you try to make a little anecdote to make yourself seem so progressive.
Because
Matt Damon is how this motherfucker is like 45 years old. There is no way Matt Damon just realized the word faggot is a pejorative and should not be, and that it's harmful to queer people. There is no way I believe that. There is no way. I don't believe that at all. So I think he tried to do his story and it's backfiring. And you know what?
Yes, I agree.
Whatever.
And you're right. He seemed one seemed that it is progressive, and he made some statements that were, he's claimed that to his daughter, come on, that's a joke. I say it, meaning fag, in the movie Stuck on You. He said the derogatory for gay men was commonly used when I was a kid with a different application. Well, I think what that was used as a kid, and I'm not from Boston, but I think what that was used as is to call somebody a fag,
right,
who's not a fag, to belittle a straight uh-huh. guy or whoever. It just means you don't like fags, so you're calling him a fag.
Exactly. Matt Damon used it when he was getting his dick sucked by one.
Ooh. Well, a lot of them wouldn't mind.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't mind. If my dad maybe you could call me a faggot. I'm like,
so, oh, yeah. Billy Eichner, the actor.
Is he gay?
Yes. Oh, yes. He's like a poster child for, you know, political correctness, the left, etc.
Is he really? Billy Eichner? Oh, yeah. Eichner on the streets?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. He said, I want to know what word Matt Damon has replaced the word with. Apparently unconvinced by Damon's story. So again, you know, okay, is that fair to ask if Matt Damon is now saying I stand with the gay community and we don't trust it? But I just think it's a bit much to say, oh, well, you finally realized it months ago. You know what I mean?
But, and also he literally in the Variety article, he literally said as a kid we grew up saying it. So you did.
I know. And now he said he's never used it in his personal
life.
That
is his personal life. No one asked Matt Damon to bring this up. He brought up the story for press for his movie, and now you're reaping that. Bitch, why even bring it up? Don't talk about it.
Yeah, well, he wanted to bring it up so he could seem progressive, as you suggest.
So now here we are talking about, now here we are doing a podcast about it. So, bitch, you get it.
But you see, that's the other thing. Have the Trayvon Freeze and the Billy Eichners who tried to hitch their wagon. I mean, I'm not saying they don't have valid opinions, but you know, when you come off with some celebrity stuff like this, it always puts it back into the realm of Hollywood. I would love to know what Billy Eichner and Trayvon Free, great defender of gay people, you know, against words that you and I don't really even seem to care about, but maybe straight people shouldn't use. Do they have a lot of tweets on the equality bill? You know, do they have a lot of tweets on actual legislation about housing discrimination for LGBT people? Or are they just hitching a ride on celebrity gossip, which actually doesn't impact much of anyone besides, you know, Matt Damon's large reach as a movie star. Mm-hmm. I smell bullshit, but I think we both do.
I didn't know that Trayvon Free. Oh, black bi. He's bi. I didn't know who this is. I never heard of this person until you literally just said his name. I never heard of this person.
Comedian, actor, and writer.
Uh huh. Black bi. His Twitter says writer, director, Oscar and Emmy winner. Black bi. Bi. Popular demand. So I'm guessing
And here's what Hollywood Reporter TV critic noted Daniel Feinberg. As a member of the press, I like when celebrities talk to the press, but it's always illuminating to hear the stories that folks like Liam Neeson or Matt Damon think are humanizing and charming, but actually reveal insulation and isolation among other unsavory stuff instead. And Feinberg was referring to an interview Neeson gave in 2019 where he said he had reacted to the rape of a close friend by taking to the streets with the intention of killing a black person. Now, oh, yeah. I have no idea. Do you remember that?
I remember that Liam Neeson thing. I remember that.
Okay. But see, here is my... So Daniel from The Hollywood Reporter first sentence lumps that Liam Neeson and Matt Damon gave interviews they thought were humanizing charming, but then dug their grave because they revealed other unsavory stuff. And then they go on to talk about Neeson in 2019, where he's reacting to a rape with some bizarre murder of black person. I mean, you know, that has nothing to do with Matt Damon, except that Daniel Feinberg has lumped them together, mm-hmm. and then goes on to try to discredit Matt Damon through the outrageous comment of Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it's so wild.
I wish we cared more about that equality bill.
What we need to care about is eviction moratorium.
La da dee, la da da, she's homeless. No,
oh my God, buddy.
She never had a makeup.
So, y'all, the eviction moratorium is here. People around the country will be evicted and will be on the street. I mean, now there are some states like California and I believe in New York where they're trying to find other means around this, but it is all very fucked up.
Well, there has been an update because Cori Bush, a progressive Democrat from mm-hmm. Missouri, who has been homeless 3 times in her life. Mm-hmm. And progressives really liked because she was Black Lives Matter advocate, Medicare for all, blah, 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 blah. So she won just in the last election. AOC joined her to protest and camp out on the steps of the Capitol. So, unlike the insurrection, they did not wear Jamiroquai makeup. They did not bring guns or have parked cars nearby with bombs. They had a cause in mind, and it wasn't to kill Nancy Pelosi. They actually got Joe Biden to act by camping out on the steps mm-hmm. of the Capitol. They got him to extend the moratorium until October. And it is not a full extension, but it's for 80%, which is the majority. I think 13 million are behind on their rent. Maybe 6 million said that mm-hmm. they would be evicted. That 20% will still affect millions, but it did mostly get stopped. And just so that everyone knows, because I hate it when people do things and just act like everyone knows what the eviction moratorium was. A lot of younger people, I wouldn't know what that was when I was young.
But the eviction moratorium was enacted for, I think it started from April 2020 through September 30th that you could not evict people for not paying their rent, and people didn't have to pay rent.
Yes, and you would still owe all of the rent. Mm-hmm. It was just paused. It wasn't, you weren't getting away with anything. Which is crazy. And so a lot of people think, oh, Bunny, you know, you're radical. You're one of the cancel rent people. You don't give a fuck about the landlords. Actually, I do. 40% of landlords are not big companies. They're mom and pops that rent out an upstairs, own a building, you know, rent mm-hmm. out a cottage in the back or whatever. So, this is an interesting thing about this, because obviously in the pandemic, you don't want people homeless. How do you wear a mask, afford a mask? How do you wash your hands? You know, if you're homeless, the Delta variant is surging. So this was seen as very cruel. Biden got a ruling a month ago from the Supreme Court saying that the CDC will not be allowed to renew this again. And Biden waited until 3 days before that and said, Congress, you need to do something. So Pelosi she tried to get a vote together, but there were some no Republicans wanted the extension of the eviction moratorium, and several Democrats enough to where Nancy did not hold a vote, and then tried to claim, you know, and they all knew this a month before, you know, so you could even say that Cori Bush and AOC and all the other ones who camped out on the Capitol steps, what were y'all doing a month ago? I mean, hey, what they did basically worked, and they got 80% of them paused. But mm-hmm. But what were you all, Pelosi, you know, Biden, doing a month ago? Because Pelosi tried to claim that it was the fault of the Republicans. It was the fault of the CDC. She didn't, she tried to say we had a relentless campaign against this right before they went on a 6-week vacation in August. So it was kind of a Marie Antoinette moment. I think I said that's what Marianne, let them eat cake, like we don't care about the peasants kind of thing. And someone noted that, oh, Nancy, your relentless campaign started on Thursday evening and ended on Friday morning. So I'm glad the progressives stepped up. And, you know, one really great lesson about this is that just because you're a Democrat doesn't mean that you should not be an activist and challenge, you know, the government, on what you want. That's if they want your vote, they have to appease you. And they also have to do what they say. But this was a fascinating display. Many are applauding Cori Bush as, you know, wow, you know, you got in there and did that, girl, you know. So
yeah, and I remember when Cori Bush won in Missouri and how people were like, people had all these things to say about Cori Bush and how she would not be great. And she's doing some really fierce shit. So big shout out to Cori Bush.
Yes. And you know, some of the progressives like Cori Bush, like AOC, were called out for not really because the, what the strongest measure they could do is say, well, guess what? If you don't reconvene, because that's what they were calling for, to reconvene the House that had gone on vacation, reconvene and get this taken care of, we are not going to vote on your infrastructure bill at all, which has taken months, and they're just looking like they're going to do it. So they could say that would be the hardball position. And they took, you know, not the hardest ball, but they got 80% of it extended through October. Now, this will arise again.
It's an extra month. I know. And they gave like one extra month, which I feel like, why can they do through the end of the year?
Well, with the Delta variant, I mean, that's the reason the CDC put it into effect to begin with, was the Alpha COVID, the original COVID. And it's just like people aren't working. But I think some elements of the government want us to think we're back. So we don't need to go to a place where there's lockdown. Mm-hmm. We don't need to go to, we may say masks indoors, but we're not going to, you know, keep the unemployment up, keep the pause on student loans up. Although I think that was just extended. So it's a good idea really? To challenge. I think the pause on student loan was extended by Biden. So I will give him credit where he's due. Wasn't my candidate, but
I didn't even know that. I still have my federal ones that I still have almost $80,000 in federal loans. I paid off all my private ones. I still have so much federal. It's so crazy.
Well, I think you should get a refund because you didn't learn nothing.
I know how to deal with your ass on this fucking podcast, bitch.
That must be a joy. Like, you never met anyone so sophisticated.
So at least they extended it. And I know a lot of people are like, well, a lot of the right people are like, well, you can't do this forever. People just pay their rent, blah, 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 blah. But why can't the government, because California passed, California has their own situation going on, and they extended it as well to October. Well, obviously following the government, but you also, for low income tenants, they won't have to pay their past due rent from April. Like, it's all going to be taken care of.
Right.
But for people who aren't, but my thing is, for people who don't fall under low, quote unquote, low income, who are quote unquote middle class, who make whatever, but they are clearly also struggling to pay their rent. So they're going to have to pay rent from over a year and a half. I can't even imagine what that would be like. It's like, instead of spending all these trillions of dollars bombing this and trying to get these people in this country, bitch, take this money and pay people's fucking rent.
You are singing my song. I mean, absolutely. Now, one thing that Biden and Pelosi were correct about was to say that the states have often not dispersed the money that they were given as part of one of those CARES Act or HEROES Act for this purpose, for rental assistance. And I believe that money goes straight to the landlord, because it is taking them into consideration mm-hmm. also. And so what here's, you know, we often hear about Republican states not dispersing their Obamacare funds or their this or their that, because they basically don't approve with it. And sometimes it's really dirt poor states like Louisiana, Alabama, that just don't agree with any handouts or whatever. But I do remember a few of the figures from New York and rental assistance. Over $2 billion was given to the government for this rental assistance. And $2 billion is about the amount that is owed. A week ago, only 117,000 of over $2 billion had been dispersed as rental assistance.
That so is the
local
crazy.
And yeah, the local and state governments. And I mean, honestly, I think that someone in the government, whether it is Biden, Pelosi, or AOC or Cori Bush, should have been also on top of that. I mean, they're not, you know, because it this becomes more of a crisis when that money is not dispersed.
That's the thing. So, who is in charge of making sure that that money is used correctly? Like, I don't understand. It's like, bitch, if you don't pay your taxes, someone will be at your door and be like, give the government their money. But when it's trying to regulate where these funds are going, everyone's like, well, whatever, it'll happen. It's like, no one cares.
You are so right.
It's so crazy how fucked up this country is in terms of money. And not even this country, a lot of countries, a lot of places in the world. But it's like, y'all so care so much about things like income tax and making sure people pay the taxes, da, 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 da. But y'all are not even allocating the funds correctly and making sure that they're used how they were meant to be used.
Well, and the House did just vote for three, including the progressives. I think AOC abstained and one other ones, but even they voted to give $3.3 billion to Israel for their, you know.
Did they really?
Yeah, no, they give that every year. Obama approved that. It was like $30 billion over 10 years. So, you know, and you know who voted for it? Ilhan Omar, who they say is, you know, who's like the Muslim one who wears the actual turban, and she's for giving money to Israel. It's like the girls. They call her anti-Semitic. Now, I will tell you this.
Oh, God.
A couple of people who think like me did go to the Capitol and challenge the squad on some of those votes. And some of the, and say, you know, how are you giving, when people are about to be evicted, how are you giving this money to foreign countries for military aid? Or they've just also done huge Pentagon, you know, defense budgets at a time when no one is attacking us. But it was a tense moment.
Maybe we can, I can tweet at Cori Bush or AOC and get them on Ebony and Irony. We'll see. Maybe we can make that happen. Because we want answers, Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be great.
Could you imagine? She'd be like, could you imagine they open up like, she's like, well, thank you to you two beautiful faggots for having me. Oh, I thought Matt Damon said we could use that word.
I've retweeted her, you know, many, many times, supporting her positions.
I won't shut up about AOC. Everyone knows I love AOC. Like, that's my girl. But, you know, this situation's a little... not still giving money to Israel. I'm gagged. Well, obviously, we're giving it for some reason. There's some fucking reason we're doing it. Probably oil or whatever the fuck. Who knows why, but we're...
because we want a military base over there.
Yeah, we ain't giving it away for free. They're getting something. There's some kickback coming from it.
Right. Should we move on to our next topic?
Yes, the sexiest man in government, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Now, I think Chris Cuomo is very sexy. He's do you think Andrew is?
I do not think Andrew. And I like daddies, which is why I do this podcast with you, Bunny. But I am not into...
transphobic.
I am not into Andrew Cuomo at all. He's not my tea. Okay, our producer is telling us that you can see Andrew Cuomo's nipple rings. There is no way. Y'all are so full of shit.
Well, now, are y'all, is the producer of Ebony and Irony kink shaming?
Oh, if my God.
No, I saw it when it came out, and Republicans were going wild with it because obviously it discredits him if he's, you know, kinky, you know, not to me, but listen, I think it could have been a shadow. I don't know. I can't, listen, we see these photos and sometimes they're doctored. So, you know, I'm that's not my concern with Cuomo, but he recently, you know, there was an inquiry about 11 women.
Some music playing?
There's bells in Iceland. Beautiful bells, magical bells.
What the fuck?
To make this,
what in the fairy tale land are you? Where the hell are you, buddy?
Well, you should see the charming Viking woman outfit I'm wearing.
Bunny, those are nipple rings. He has nipple rings on.
Okay, well, good for him. But that's not my issue with him. I mean, what's a nipple ring? But anyway, 11 women, most of whom I think worked for him, have accused him of sexual misconduct, handling, assault. I don't think there's rape, but he definitely created an unsafe workplace, or as they say, a toxic workplace. And I kind of, my attitude towards Ellen's toxic workplace was like, well, I mean, I don't think just because she's nice on stage, I don't think she has to be a perfect angel. But it's very different when you're in government and there's laws against this. And, you know, there are multiple women like this coming forward in attorney, I think, is it state attorney general, Letitia James, who, not the national one, who came out with this report, corroborated with text messages, testimony. It may lead to impeachment. Biden, Pelosi, and more are calling, a lot of New York state Democrats are calling for him to resign.
Wow. So, 11 women have come out.
Yeah. And so Cuomo has basically had a response like, I do this with everyone. You know, I'm Italian. You know, this is what I do. And let's just read a little bit of this. This comment is, I do it with everyone.
Bitch, there's Cuomo a says, symphony playing outside of your window.
It's beautiful. Just go with it. I thought you studied classical music. I do it with everyone, Cuomo said in the statement. This comment is a specific attempt to belittle the testimony of one of the 11 women, Anna Ruch, who testified that she felt distraught and uncomfortable at a 2019 wedding party when Cuomo, who she had never met, cupped her face in his hands and said, may I kiss you? CNN's Chris Saliza observed, I do it with everyone as an interesting defense of sexually inappropriate behavior. The other ones, it included fondling the breasts of employees, asking employees things like, do you ever wear a dress? Fantasizing with them about how he wanted to ride his motorbike into the mountains with a woman. One woman who worked for him called Charlotte Bennett. Now, that doesn't sound, I mean, if you're having a casual chat, that doesn't sound so awful to me. But he also would ask employees about, you know, intimate questions like, have you been with older men? Which is obviously very suggestive. Whether she had body piercings. I mean, that's see, not
the nipple rings. The nipple rings are resurfacing.
You caught them. No. You get in touch with Letitia James. I want you. You're on her team.
Well, his former executive assistant, Brittany Comismo, she is speaking out, and she's doing she did a CBS This Morning interview, and this is airing after we film this, we record this episode, so we'll probably have more on it later. But she said that Comismo claimed that in 2019 and 2020, the governor engaged in close and intimate hugs on multiple occasions, including one incident when he reached under her blouse and grabbed her breast. During another incident, while the executive assistant snapped a selfie, she said Cuomo put his hand on and then rubbed and grabbed her butt. What he did to me was a crime. Yeah. So, I mean, reaching under someone's blouse and grabbing her breast, I'm like, that is crazy.
Yes. I mean, so obviously if you're a public official, this is much worse. And I think it violates a couple of laws, which is, and Cuomo is disputing it. He said when Charlotte Bennett said he was asking her if you've been with older men, had body piercings, or wanted to ride into the mountains with a woman on his motorbike. He said, under questioning by the Attorney General's team, this is from the UK Guardian, Cuomo tried to explain away that behavior by saying he knew that Bennett had been a victim of sexual assault in her past. Because of those experiences as a survivor, he told the inquiry, Bennett processed what she heard through her own filter, and that it was often not what was said and not what was meant. So, the Me Too founder, Tarana Burke, has criticized his response as classic language of the abuser who centers himself in his, you know. So listen, these are allegations. Mm-hmm. They have not been proven. There's an indictment, or is that what it is? An indictment? And there's you know, witnesses, testimony, and all this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, high profile. He is a Biden ally from way back. So for Biden to call for him to step down along with Pelosi, loads of Democrats have gotten snarled in this. One thing that's very interesting is that HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ advocacy thing, has a president called Alphonse David. And he used to work for Cuomo before he started heading up the HRC. And people at the HRC are calling on him to step down because he gave a file for Lindsay Boylan, one of the accusers, to the press so that they could smear her when she came out as a high-profile accuser. And so the HRC staff are grilling him, saying he needs to resign. Why are you going to bring down the organization? Mm-hmm. Out gay Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel stated Wednesday that she would no longer accept political donations from or support HRC, one of the largest LGBT advocacy groups in the nation, until David is replaced. So, you know, there were a lot of powerful people, as with Harvey Weinstein, protecting Andrew Cuomo. He is part of the New York political machine. His father was a well-liked politician. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very interested in how this will play out.
Well, where I get... So, with these... with this process, with how this works, so they go to trial and all these women testify saying what he did, and he says, no, I didn't do it, and then a judge decides, no, you did, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not that well aware of the legal process, but yes, if there was an impeachment, it would be an indictment would lead to, you know, either criminal charges, right, and or an impeachment. Like I say, so far he is denying it now.
But then you had the fucking president. This is where I get so confused, because you have the president of the United States and all these other, I don't remember the guy from Alabama and some other people, some other government officials,
Matt Gaetz, who
got accused. And so what happened to them? Did they not go to trial? And did they, like, how can tens of women come out against President, old of number 45, Trump, and he's out of office? And then what happened to that? Did that just go away?
Dozens came after Trump. Some, like Stormy Daniels, right, who broke the NDA that he made her sign when they did a settlement. They got a settlement.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, Trump is a talented weasel. I mean, he wriggles out of all kinds of stuff. Joe Biden has 8 inappropriate touching allegations against him, 1 rape allegation. So, you know, Bill Clinton, I mean, you know, people in power do some wild stuff. And one interesting thing about the Cuomo thing is that in the past, he's been painting himself as a strong advocate for women, and even got 1 state trooper transferred to his district and had many high-level senior employees as women, so that he could trumpet himself as a champion of women. And then, you know, there's this open secret that may not be true. So, I mean, the legal challenge is going to have to play out, whether that's criminal charges, impeachment, or whatever. But at this point, he's denying it. And at this point, there is coverage. But yeah, they're documented allegations, but they are allegations. I mean, I guess, yeah. So we'll see. This is the interesting thing to me about this. I mean, Cuomo also signed the Walking While Trans bill, or the repeal of that. He which stops trans harassment. He legalized weed in New York, although I can't seem to find any dispensaries.
Oh yeah, are there dispensaries in New York?
No, and do not go to those fucking vans.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, okay. Really quick sidebar, a little tangent. So, in New York City, recreational weed is legal use of recreational marijuana is a thing. And they have.
Thanks to Cuomo. So, he's not completely shit. He did, you know.
And they have these weed vans all over the city. But, Bunny, you said don't buy from the weed vans?
No, honey, they don't have dispensaries yet, like the ones they have in California, where you walk in, it's all right. Like gourmet weed and edibles and nuts and vapes and all that. No, do not go to those vans, because those vans were out before it was legal. They've been in Florida, and they usually feature hip-hop or reggae music, big marijuana leaves all over the green vans, and there's often a cute hip-hop girl, licking a lollipop, so they sell weed candies and stuff, but honey, none of it works. I've tried before it was legal, but, now that it is legal, so it's legal to own and, like a little bit. And actually a decent amount, but I don't know. I haven't seen the dispensaries popping up, but I hope that's...
Yeah, they need to have dispensaries like L.A. Bitch, the fucking dispensaries in L.A. are popping time. Bunny, when I see you, we're going to light up this. I found literally one of the most perfect roll-up blunts ever. And it's wrapped in the keef. So they make the joint, and around it is like all the little dust from weed. And it is... so good.
Another good thing Cuomo did, give him credit where it's due, is he passed a repeal of the walking while trans law that had been used to pick up trans people on the street, harass them, accuse them of being prostitutes or whatever. And he got rid of that, legalized weed, and this other thing you're going to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Also signed in the anti-sexual harassment agenda. Which is all about, believing women and when women speak, listen to them. And it has new protections from sexual harassment. An overview of the new law is that it is a model sexual harassment policy and training for all employees. And it extends the statute of limitations for people who bring up sexual harassment and sexual violence against people. So you can, so the statute.
It sounds like he did the research on it himself.
Right. Not putting the nail in your own coffin.
Watch him get fucked by his own law.
Well, and again, we're not laughing at the situation. We're, the ebony and irony of it all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing that fascinates me is that, I don't know if you remember this, Monet, or if you were in New York during 9/11, but
I was.
When I wish you had been closer to the World Trade Center. So Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, sprung into action and was praised as America's mayor. Mm-hmm. He went on to become Trump's lawyer. He was always, kind of a rabid right winger, kind of a gross, whatever. But the media sold him as America's mayor. Mm-hmm. So
did he clean up New York or Bloomberg? No, yeah, Giuliani. He sided with also making New York clean and better and great.
Yeah, by taking away dancing in clubs and with using archaic cabaret license that they never enforced until he wanted to, quote, clean it up of club creatures like gays. Yeah. I never liked Giuliani. He cracked down on clubbing, but because of what he did in this crisis of 9/11, he was sold as America's mayor for years, and then the Trump years, we find out who he really is, a right winger. The same thing was done in the pandemic crisis with Cuomo, because he was providing an alternate voice to Trump, but we can't let Trump break our brains and celebrate anyone who speaks out against Trump. Because you can speak, Cuomo has proved that you can speak out against Trump and still be crap. Yes, you're opposing Trump and you're getting some points right, like you're getting the legalizing weed and the walking while trans thing right, but Cuomo is corrupt. And this has been known since he ran on getting a corruption committee together and then won and disbanded the committee. During the pandemic, he killed $400 million from hospital funding during the pandemic.
Yeah.
He also cut $2 billion in Medicaid, which is essentially healthcare for low-income people during the pandemic. Now, this guy got an Emmy for his TV manner. This guy, he got a special Emmy. I mean, he was being held up by Rachel Maddow as the shadow president in relation to Trump. So like I say, Trump can be shit and Cuomo can be shit. And I want to judge Cuomo.
And you can eat shit.
And I can hear shit from your mouth. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
So this is stuff that happened when he was on his job, the sexual assault, on his job as a public figure, and it should be looked at and evaluated. I am more concerned with the policies that impact all the poor people who had Medicaid yanked away from him, because politicians like him, who are centrist, do not want to tax wealthy people so that poor people can have their needs met. And this is the guy that so much of the left establishment, MSNBC, CNN, in the many interviews during the pandemic with his brother, were lifting him up as a hero when he was, he unfunded hospitals. I mean, he unfunded, and he's writing a book in the meantime that sold millions using state resources on how to manage a pandemic. So people are really, like, they need to be a little bit more discriminating against buying what the media sells them at all times.
Yeah,
because, again, I will wait for this impeachment, or whether he broke the civil laws that he can be prosecuted. I will wait for that, because right now I don't have proof of that. And I will even go this far. Even though I don't like Cuomo as a politician, I read something on WSWS.org, the Worldwide Socialist website or whatever, that was saying that some of Biden's Democratic opponents who were more progressive than Biden were using this against Cuomo. And one of his accusers, Lindsay Boylan, was running for office and wanted to perhaps differentiate herself from the Cuomo type Democrat, who often cuts deals with Republicans, because people think that New York is this super progressive state. Yeah, New York is, but I think Buffalo just elected India Walton a socialist mayor, which is a real progressive thing. But in Albany, where Cuomo operates, there's a lot of Republicans throughout New York. I mean, even you hear about the New Yorkers who have summer homes in Hudson or whatever. Mm-hmm. Their neighbors have Trump signs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Listen, this story is gonna keep on unfolding, and I think the moral of the story is, you can't just be taking people at face value, and also people are human and they do fucked up shit. And everybody ain't perfect all the time. So just minding who you follow and look at the things they do, because no one is perfect all the time. You got to keep your nose to the socials to see what's popping in real life. You know what I'm saying? Even if they say faggot, fuck Matt Damon. I'm kidding. I don't. Again, we talked about the story already, and he just should not have said nothing. He should have just minded his old business, do his press interview, sit in the press junket, and don't bring up shit to make yourself sound relevant and progressive. And you know what you're talking about, because you don't.
Well, I mean, there's different viewpoints, because I can't come unless I hear the word faggot.
And on that note, I think we've done all the things, Bunny.
We did. This was a great one.
This was fabulous. We definitely need to get back on stereo soon, because I miss talking to the stereo people.
I do too. That's how if you think Matt Damon's insulated.
Well, Bunny, you go outside and listen to that fucking music that won't stop playing. I literally want to fucking put pins in my ears because that shit is annoying.
Well, you are on speakerphone, and I'm broadcasting your comments with a big blow-up picture of you to this on my balcony. So they are chowning. There's, you can hear them coming with pitchforks in the background. Down with Monet.
Down with Monet. Bob. Down, because they think probably think, yeah. They probably think it's Bob.
They throw that in there, too.
Yeah, yeah, because I know
that. You're not that pretty.
that is the funniest thing you've ever said on this podcast. Enjoy your time in Iceland, Bunny. And you know what? Maybe,
thank you.
Maybe I might pop up and maybe I'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Sherry was... Sherry sucked him dry.
Oh, no. That means there's nothing left for me to eat. No, what am I going to eat when I get there?
Well, we did go to the Penis Museum.
You told me. And you... and
A.K.A.
you...
Heklina's asshole.
I will talk to you soon, girl.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.